We're discussing, of course, the different aspects of bhava. Shastiyam sadhana, nayanam galadashudaraya varanam gadgara vriyagira, pulakarni chiktam bhavu kata tavanamagrahana vishiti. The symptoms of elevated devotees they have in separation from the Lord or in union with the Lord. And we discuss some of the ingredients of ras. I've heard some different explanations about anubhav. These arise after the vibhava has been the lover and the object of love and the shelter of love come together, and there are different factors that stimulate their mood of love, their sthayi bhav, their permanent bond of love in the heart is stimulated by the sight of the other, or by the voice, or by a painting, or by hearing a flute. And then this vibhav moves the heart, and the first expression of this vibhav is anubhav. Anu means that which follows that vibhav. And these are voluntary expressions. And one of them was hiccuping, rolling on the ground, and roaring, and crying, and all these different anubhavas. So I heard about that yesterday. There's some verses that are cited here. Some verses from Bhajan Rahasyam on bhava, which is, of course, bhav comes if we're following this Raghunuga Bhakti. We actually have rag and very deep interest to follow the resonance of Vrindavan. This will attract their hearts, because following a resonant of Vrindavan means following a bhava bhakta, premi bhakta, and following them and emulating them. And that's why the devotees are always crying out. Any kind of way they can somehow contact these eternal associates by prayer. That's why there's so many beautiful ashtakams have been written, and they're very powerful to the degree to which we surrender to them. And Rupa Mandri Pad, the prayer to Rupa Mandri, and different ashtakams. And these are prayers that touch the hearts of these devotees, because they've written them themselves sometimes, or their great devotees have written them. So we see in the Vaishnav Samaj that this is the practice of elevated devotees on the path of Rag Marg. There's quite a form to their practice of bhajan. There are particular things that are done universally. And one of them is to, of course, very strong nam bhajan. Early in the morning, rising and chanting 1 lakh of rounds and meditating on nam root gun and lila of Krishna as much as one has appetite and attraction for, in a constant way, daily way. And it becomes more and more pervasive as one practices. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. If one doesn't practice, it can never attain perfection. It's not that you get hit on the head one day and see Krishna. Rarely that may happen, but generally it's lots of hard work. And we're lazy. We don't like to work. So that becomes difficult to make progress. There's some verses here that discuss some of the points that we've been discussing about bhava. Because we basically outlined the concept of bhava, and we're introducing different verses from Bhajan Rahasyam that follow this flow or this outline. This is text 7. This is the path, because we've heard about bhava and we've understood about the symptoms of it and different aspects of it. Now we want to get some practical ideas from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because this Shastiyam sadhana is the sixth level of sadhana that parallels the sixth verse from Shikshastakam. He's saying, Nayanam galad ashudarya varanam gadgara vridayagira pulakar nichitam babu kada. Kada. Kada means when. Means future. Future. These are symptoms. Nayanam galad ashur. Nayan. My eyes, when will they be filled with tears? When will my voice choke up? When will my heart throb and my hair stand on end? When I chant Krishna's holy name, when I remember his pastimes, when I pray to him, when I feel his separation. When will these are sattvic bhavs. These are three sattvic bhavs that come early in the life of a bhava bhakta. The other symptoms of being stunned and fainting and vepatu, changing a bodily color, and these other symptoms, they are more evolved evolved and progressive symptoms of bhava at a higher stage of bhava. We hear even the guru, Romancha Kampa Ashu Taranga Vacho Vande Guru Sri Charan Arvindam. Romancha Kampa Ashu. We hear the Shri Vigrahara Dharani Chanana Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanando. Romancha Kampa Ashu Taranga Vacho Ashu Taranga Vacho. When he's doing bhajan, even the Uta Madhyam Guru, Guru's on Madhyam platform, he's a Madhyam Adhikari, but he's risen to the platform Uttam. Uttam Madhyam is someone on the platform of Ruchi, going with some Asakti, after Asakti's Bhav and Prem. So the Uttam Madhyam Adhikari is on the Uttam platform of Asakti. He may, of course, he can initiate, and he may experience three of these symptoms at this level. The same thing that's being mentioned in Shastiyam Sadhana, choking voice, hair standing and then tears welling in the eyes. But Lord Chaitanya, so that's the experience of the Jata Rati Sadhaka, the Sadhaka who has attained the level of Bhav. But then what about the Ajata, the one who hasn't attained Bhav? Then Lord Chaitanya has one word in the verse for him. Because this level describes Bhava Bhakti. Nayanam Galardash Darya, this is Bhav. After Vaidhi Sadhana, after Raghunuga Sadhana, after Ruchi, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, then Bhav, then Prem. So the Bhava Bhakta, he has, the beginning of Bhav, the Bhava Bhakta has these experiences, crying, hair standing again, choking voice. But then Lord Chaitanya is saying, Kada, when? It's future. So he's also saying that there should be some hankering. So this verse is also for the sadhaka who is not at the level of Bhav, but he's endeavoring to come to Bhav. He's a sadhaka, he's a Raghunuga sadhana or Vaidhi sadhaka, but his eyes are on Bhav, his eyes are on Prem. He wants to become a lover of the Lord. He wants to be absorbed in the feelings for the Lord and feeling a sense of mamta for the Lord. And Lord is my everything, and I can't live without my Lord. And if I lose my Lord, I lose everything. So the sense of mamta that grows in a progressive and sincere devotee, this brings him to this platform of when, my Lord, when will I experience these symptoms? When will I be absorbed in your loving, your love moment to moment? So then it becomes also a means to the end, this type of hankering, this kada, when. And we should, it's told by our acharyas that we should actually pray. And Lord Chaitanya is praying, when will I cry? I don't cry. I never cry. When will I cry for the Lord? When will my hair stand up when I remember the Lord or feel the separation from the Lord? When will my voice choke up? Will it ever happen? Does it ever happen? No, 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 no. Do I ever think about it? No. Do I ever aspire for it? No. That means I'm not following Lord Chaitanya. You say you're Gaudiya Bhakta, Gaudiya Vaishnava, I'm from Bengal, I'm Gaudiya Vaishnava. But are these moods, are these developments, are we developing these moods in our bhajan? Are we just going through the rudiments and regulations of bhajan? Getting up early, or do we even get up early? And being regulated, are we even regulated? Are we chanting fixed number of rounds? Are we chanting fixed number of rounds? Are we reading every day? No. So we're hardly doing anything, and we're hardly thinking about advancement, and we're hardly thinking about the exalted, or the culmination, and yet we think we're going to get there by some mysterious process. All roads lead to Rome. This is not a road race. This is called Bhakti Marg. Bhakti Marg is not Caesar's road system. Caesar had an empire around the world, and the headquarters and capital of his world empire was Rome in Italy. And all the roads that he built a road from Rome to England. He built a road from Rome to India. He built a road from Rome to Burma. These are roads, Caesar's road. All roads lead to Rome. But not all paths and all practices lead to home. Back home, back to Godhead. Only one road leads to home. That's Bhakti Marg, Shuddha Bhakti Marg. Shuddha Bhakti Marg, the path of pure devotion. If you're on it, you'll go home. If you're off it, you'll go to Rome. Or you'll roam around the material world, life after life. Purnarjanma vidyate. Surely. So this verse is verse 7. It explains the Raganuga Bhakti's internal and external service. This is the path to attaining Bhav, Raganuga Bhakti. It's described in a famous verse in First Waves, Second Chapter, 295. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how a devotee in Ragmarg is fixed in two kinds of service moods. One he performs with his sadhaka deha, external body, and the other with his internally contemplated siddhadeha. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddharupena, chatrahi. Tadbhava lipsana karya, brajalokana sarata. One who has intense longing to attain the ragatmika bhakti, or the pure love of the Brijvasis, he follows in the footsteps of the Brijvasis, such as Rupa Goswami, who are devoted to Rag Marg. With his external body, sadhaka rup, he should chant and hear according to the practice of Raganuga Bhakti. With his internally contemplated body, siddha rupam, bestowed upon him by his guru, he should perform service. Shravana kirtana baye sadhaka sharire, siddha dehi brajanuga seva abhyantare. Purport. Raganuga Bhakti is performed in two ways, one with the external body, sadhaka rup, and one with the internally contemplated siddhadeha, suitable for carrying out the prema seva for which one aspires. In our external body, we should do services like Rupa and Sanat and other great Brijvasis. Sankhya purvaka namagana natavi kalava sannikrito. Nidra hara vihara kari vijato chatyanta dino chayo. These are the services performed in the external body by the six Goswamis. Sankhya purvaka namagana. And then the other. Nana ratna nibada mula vitapashri yukta brindavane. They were wandering around Vrindavan, living in Brajmandal, staying under different trees every night. They gave up the association of wealthy people and influential people. They just lived amongst devotees. But specifically, their sadhana was to engage in Sankhya Purvaka Nam. Sankhya Nam, every day a fixed number of rounds, and every day a fixed number of gan, songs. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gan Natibi. Gan. Gan means astakams and songs, fixed number every day. And Natibi means offering obeisances. Nati. Nati means humility. Humility expressed, firstly, humility within the mind. Nati means a very humble and surrendered mind. Then natibi means external expressions of humility. So they would actually offer so many obeisances to a day. And everyone has heard, I think so, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was offering 3,000, there's different accounts, he's offering 3,000 dandavats every day, 2,000 to the Vaishnavas and 1,000 to various Leela Stalis. Inconceivable, but that's what is told. So these are some of the external practices: to live in Braj, to associate with elevated Vaishnavas, to chant fixed number of rounds, to chant so many astakams and prayers every day as a regular thing. Of course we do. If you look at the program that Prabhupada gave us, and ISKCON is very similar to these requirements. He said, live in the temple, or, of course, the whole Vrindavan and Mayapur. And living in a temple is a spiritual atmosphere. Radha and Krishna are there. It's like the spiritual world. And then we chant so many astakams every day in prayers. We chant Shikshastakam every day, collectively. We chant prayers. We chant the Guravashtakam. So we're chanting astakams. Sankhya Purvaka Namagan. This gan. Namagan means astakams, prayers. Toshanastikam, samsaradhavan nalalita loka, chanayakaranya ganaganatvam. Right? So this is nashtikam, guruvashtikam. And by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it glorifies the guru at different stages. And we get benediction by mentioning this prayer in Brahma Hurt Hour. We attain direct service. Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Se Vaivya Labhyate. We obtain the direct service of the Lord of Vrindavan by glorifying Sri Guru with his prayer during Brahma Muhurta. If we're sleeping at Brahma Muhurta, then we can't sing it. So Prabhupada got us all up at Brahma Muhurta, and he got all the devotees in the community in the temple at Brahma Muhurta, and everybody chanted the Guru Vashtakam. It's an ashtakam. Everyone's chanting in Brahma Muhurta because Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to get the blessings of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Because in the Shruti fall, Vishnu Chakravarti says in the ninth prayer, after the eighth prayers, Yasya Prasada, and he says, Shrimad Guru Vashtakam Etadu Chai, Brahma Harti Padati Prayatna, Yastena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Sevavi Lavya, Janasonte Eva. Anyone arises early in the morning, Brahma Harti, and chants this prayer loudly, which we do, Samsara Davan, in unison, 400 devotees with instruments loudly, in some places high amplification, and chants it loudly, then what he gets a benefit, a boon, a benediction, a blessing, ashirvad from Vishnu Chakravarti and a whole Gaudiya Parampara. He attains the direct service of the Lord of Vrindavan. What more could he want? Prema Pumarta Mahan. That's the goal of life, the Param Gati. So Prabhupada, he's giving us the path of Seva Sadaka Rupena Sirupena Chatrahi. Seva Sadaka Rupena, and the Sadaka Rup we do Seva. This is the Seva we do. Oh, we're sleeping till 7 every day and not chanting any Guru Vashtakam. And there's Bogartik song, and there's prayers, Yashumati Nandan, Jai Radha Madhav. These are all, you know, Siddhi Lalasa prayers. They're all different wonderful prayers. Dainya Bodhika, Siddhi Lalasa, Nitya. These are Astakali Leela prayers. Bogarti, Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. This is Pratakal. Pratakal. This setting of the song is describing Krishna's Bhojan. Bhojan Leela at 7:15 a.m. in Nandagaon. Right? And then there's Bivavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha, right? The Lord's beautiful names, rasa filled names, we meditate at sunrise. And then there's an evening artik to commemorate the Nitili of Gauranga. He's gathering at Shiva Sangam for the nocturnal kirtan. Everyone's doing Yogapit meditation, Yogapit Seva, worshipping the Panchatattva and Yogapit. Shiva Sangam, Pushpodhyan is a Yogapit, is one of the Yogapits of Mayapur, Nityanavadvip. So Prabhupada engages in Yogapit meditation, and Astakali meditation, and Gaura Leela, and meditation on Nitya Leela of Radha Krishna, Radha Madhav Kunja Vihari, right? Gopijana Vallabha, Rasa Vihari. This is beautiful. But we think, this ISKCON program, I'm bored, this, that. No, this he gave, Prabhupada's pointing us in the right direction. To add more Astakams, get particular Astakams that fulfill the needs of your internal longing. And then if you come under, just like the other day someone showed me Ananga Mantri Astakam, which I never heard about or saw before. They say it's by Gopal Bhatta, but it may be Gopal Bhatta, but not Gopal Bhatta Goswami, because Gopal Bhatta was a disciple of Hidari Vamsha or someone like that. There's some confusion sometimes. He wrote a lot of things. At any rate, it's a very beautiful prayer to Ananga Mantri, Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Mantri Astakam, and somebody translated it. So as you become attracted to a particular resident of Vrindavan, then you can begin the Siddha Rupena Chaturthi. But in general, generic way, we can follow the example of the six Goswamis, and Prabhupada try to encourage us that way. And so many beautiful Astakams. If someone is interested and feels an inkling of attraction to Madhura Bhav, then there's so many beautiful Astakams and prayers to Govardhan and Brindadevi and Radhika Astakam and Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj and Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj and Nanda Nandana Astakam and Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, and so many beautiful prayers. And they attach us to Krishna and attract us to Krishna in a particular Staivav. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in Gaudiya Siddhanta, this Madhurya Bhav, conjugal mood, is very much available for cultivation. We can cultivate through these various means of Nam and prayers and Astakams and humility. Humility is mentioned there. That's the pinpoint or the pivot point of all the other practices, humility. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalava Sani Krito Anidra Hara Vihara Kaji Vijato Chatyanta Dino Cheo Gopi Bhavara Samritavdi Lahari Kalola Magna Mohur Vande Rupa Sanatana Ruguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. So this is the humility is experienced throughout. To attain Gopi Bhava, we need humility. To sing prayers of Krishna and Astakams, we need humility. To chant the holy name, we need humility. Trinadapi Sunichena Tirori Vasaheshanam Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So humility, nativi. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi. Save the best for last. Humility is the basis, humility is the perfection, humility is the goal. Prema and humility are synonymous. The greater the humility in relation to Krishna, the greater the prema. I mean, mundane expressions of humility is not what we're talking about. We're talking about humble ego, not humble posture and humble words. Oh, he's a very humble man. Humble man, you may appear very gentle, soft-spoken, very courteous, very respectful. And people say, oh, he's a humble man. But he has ego, purusha bhav, enjoying spirit, upadi, so many, deep, unlimited. When we talk about humility, we're talking about the ego. Namaha. Namaha. Maha means aham ameti. The tendency to think in any type of way, aham ameti, this is false ego, and this is pride. So if one has a tendency to think in any such way, aham ameti, I am this, I am that, me, then he's proud. So natibi in the fullest expression means the utmost humility, whereas das, 100 times removed, das anu das. I'm a servant of the servant. I am nothing more. I possess nothing. I own nothing. I control nothing. I have nothing. Nirmama. Nirmama. Niskinshan. Everything I have is his. Everything here is his. He is my everything. She is my everything. I cannot live without her. I cannot live without him. Tavevasmi, tavevasmi, na jivami twayavina. This is Krishna's prayer. Oh, Radharani, please understand, you are my everything, you are my everything. I cannot live without you. Right? Tavevasmi, tavevasmi, na jivami. I have no life. You are my life, you are my pran. You are my priya. Without you, I cannot live. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. So this is the position of humility. Krishna is very, very humble. He is humbly submissive to Radharani. Radharani is very humble. She's humbly submitted to Krishna. So this is... So we're discussing here something about this, this most important verse or nectar of instruction, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is cited here as the means to begin the path of come to the path of Bhava Bhakti by beginning this Rag Bhakti, internally and externally. With intense desire to obtain one's cherished object, Sri Krishna residing in Braj, and to attain the sentiments of his beloved associates, the affection that they have for Krishna, one should execute service within his mind, manasi seva. Following the eternal residence of Braj like Radha, Lita, Vishakha, and Rupa Manjari. Because unqualified people are unable to understand the sadhaka's transcendental activities and gestures, for their benefit, he practices the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti with the external body. If such unqualified people were to imitate the sadhaka's transcendental activities, their processes of bhajan itself would become a cause of their entanglement in material existence, because they would become offensive in their imitation. Our previous acharyas personally followed rules and regulations just to instruct the ajata vrati sadhakas, those not on the platform above, to enable them to enter into pure bhakti. The meaning of vidhimarg means follow all the vidhis, to practice the 64 limbs of bhakti, beginning with Guru Pad Ashraya, taking shelter at the lotus feet of a genuine spiritual master. By following vidhimarg in this way, and by the influence of associating with devotees who are practicing ragmarg, intense longing for Raghunuga Bhakti manifests in the heart, and one attains the qualification to enter that path. So longing, hankering. Kalyana Kalpatru says, Vidhimarga Ratajane Swadhinat Svadhinata Ratnadhani, Raga Margi Karana Pravesh. Day and night one should serve Radha Krishna Yugal and Braj in one's spiritual body, Siddhadeya, that has been revealed by the mercy of Sri Guru. The sadhaka following Sri Krishna's beloved associates, whom he cherishes in his heart and for whose service he has developed greed, should constantly serve the youthful divine couple with an enraptured heart. By following the mood of one of Krishna's associates, who is amongst his servants, friends, parents, or beloveds, and whose disposition corresponds to his own, the sadhaka attains affection for Krishna's lotus feet. So this is the idea. If day and night you're hanging around with a rich person, all the time you're going, you ask Bill Gates, say, can I just go with you? Maybe I can carry your suitcase of money here and there when you go give charity or whatever. Maybe I can carry your computer, carry your Microsoft programs or whatever. I'll just tag along with you wherever you go. And he says, what do you want? Oh, maybe something. So you just keep tagging along, going everywhere, rendering service. And then one day he says, what do you want anyway? He says, well, I'd like to have a little bit of something you have. He said, well, all I have is money. Yeah, that's right. I'd like some of that. So you will, by always being with him and always serving him and always being near him and remembering him and assisting him in his work, then you'll attract his mind. You'll attract his heart. And you're not saying anything. He asked you, you're around here so much all the time. Do you want something from me? Is there anything you want? And he says, yeah, actually. So this is the same thing with the Manjaris and Sakis. If we're always around them and we're always praying to them, we're always remembering them and rolling in the dust of their kutirs and offering them water and hankering to be in the mood of service and render similar services to Radha Krishna Yugal, then one day they'll say, oh, who is this making so much noise? Rupa Manjari Pada, Rupa Manjari Pada, Rupa Manjari Pada. And they're on the banks of Radhakund crying and rolling. And all the time they're hanging around my samadhi, they always remind my samadhi and always around my bhajan kutira. What's going on here? So what do you want? What do you want? I want to be a palyadasi of Radharani. I want to be a surrendered maidservant of Radharani. Oh, that! Oh, that's easy here. Take. So then they can give this fortune to us. Their affection will come. It's simple. But if you approach someone with humility, anyone, if you approach anyone in this world, if you very humbly approach someone with a straw between your teeth and folded hands, and you beg them, and you come with a desire to serve them with no ulterior motive and no selfish objective, simply for the pleasure of that person, how can you not but win the heart of that person? It is natural. Naturally, affection will flow from the person being served to the servitor. So they are more the most personal entities in the universe, Radharani, Sakis, and Manjaris, and Radharani herself. So if we approach them in a personal, humble service mood, then we're bound. Of course, they'll test us also. They're not so easily, we can't so easily win their affection. Even people in this world, it's very difficult to win their affection or win their, you may be around for a long time before they open up. We have the experience. By following the mood of one of Krishna's associates, who are Krishna's servants, friends, parents, or beloveds, and whose disposition corresponds to his own, the sadhaka attains affection for Krishna's lotus feet. The affection is of the same nature as the affection of the associate whom he follows. This is the method of Raghunuga Bhakti. Smaran, remembrance, is the primary limb of Raghunuga Bhakti. In accordance with one's own internal mood, smarana, kirtan, and other limbs should be performed in relation to Krishna, his lila, his holy dham, his specific natures, and his beloved associates. Persons who still have anarthas and who do not have Krishna asakti, they may make a deceitful display of solitary bhajan, considering themselves Raghunuga Bhakti devotees, and they practice so-called Ashtakali Smaran. But Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu speaks something here. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrita Vidimvina Aikantika Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpata yeva kalpate. If a person doesn't follow regulations of Shruti and Smriti, then anarthas will be produced, even though he may be engaged in so-called unalloyed devotion. So the idea is one should, his devotional practices should be guided by Shastra and Guru, and not just imitation or perform for some cheap show. The specific point to be understood in connection with rasa is that upon hearing the sweetness of Shringar Ras and the other transcendental sentiments of Krishna's eternal associates in Braj Leela, a greed arises to obtain those same sentiments. At that point, a person no longer depends on Vaidhi Bhakti. And then he begins to inquire, how may this irresistible Braja Bhav be attained? Still, even though he has this longing, he must depend only on Shastra, because by Shastra he will learn how to attain that Braja Bhav. So sometimes they say that someone comes to Raghunuga Bhakti, they don't follow Shastra. No, they follow Shastra, but maybe some different aspects of Shastra. Or they follow the Vidhi Nisheda, the rules of Vaidhi Sadhana, in a slightly modified or specified way. But at every step of the game, Shastra, Sadhu, and Sadhu are the guideposts, the guidelines for an advancing sadhaka. He must always be within the bounds of the guidance and rules of the Shastra, the Guru and the Shastra and the saintly person, Bhajan Shiksha Guru. So then tomorrow we'll discuss from Raghavart Manchandrika five different types of sadhana that are performed in Raghunuga Bhakti. Sobhishta Bhava Maya, Sobhishta Bhava Sambandhi, etc. So we'll stop there.